And change and growth leads to our second affirmation, I can have fun, which validates your personal growth. You recognize that your change and growth, which is formulated by your emotions, that's bringing you to where you need to go. The validation brings you can have fun because you're moving, you're elevating, you're evolving in life. And that is all initiated by this week's affirmation of I am being truism. Once all of those two parts fall together, I am truism becomes you automatically. So, like, just a little bit of short background on how I even began to develop and wrote the affirmation and the poetry that coincide with I am truism is just straightforward. Nobody wanted to talk about the fucking topic. It was this scary scarcity fear. I'm gonna go hide in a box. I'm gonna hide in a dark fucking room. I'm gonna hide underneath my goddamn bed. I'm not gonna tell nobody. I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna let it continue and perpetuate. Was the energy I was getting from different people that I was relating to at the time. I started the groups, I started the affirmation. So now it was like getting the message out there. So you got the people who were abused. Nobody knew about it. You have the people who yay or nay and just didn't want to talk about it. And it's quite silly to me now that I think about it, because the empirical evidence is there for us all to see. One in four girls and one in six boys are sexually abused before the age of 18 in the United States. I don't know about you, but I know a lot of boys and girls, especially growing up. I don't know how many of you guys know right now or at this moment, but they're is a lot of deviancy surrounding in our surroundings, period. So when I started openly talking about this, you know, it was, you know, there wasn't so much celebratory. I think I was the only one excited to find some strength and some power within something that was so low and something that was so hidden. Something that people never wanted to talk about. And can't we see how it perpetuates? So I dig some more digging and try to, you know, find a way to penetrate people's minds, to empower them outside of what's going on with celebrities. Because I feel like this topic is only a highlight when it's involved a celebrity, but when it comes to like you, the person, your family, your friends, no one wants to have the topic or the conversation because it's, you know, to them it's low vibrational. No one has recovered. No one has survived. No one has thrived or moved on from it. And maybe so they have, but I don't see it. So I came up with I'm pretty sure there's more. I came up with five whys that they do not want you to be true to yourself. Five whys that they do not want you to be true to the self. They quote unquote. So this all goes within being true. The number one why they do not want you to be true to yourself is because being true to yourself automatically rubs off in your environment and people around you. And it depends on their level of awareness of their self, how that will affect them. It can affect them on so many levels when you're operating at your highest self. Number two reason why they do not want you to be true to yourself is because being true to yourself is a life work of art. Now, we know about work. Oh, I got to go to work, pay my bills. You know about child duty work. Oh, I got to do this for my kid. What about the life work for yourself, the purpose? What about creating your own body of work? Because when people actually start focusing on themselves, focusing on their purpose, then there won't be no... We're just going to be nice. We're not going to curse. There won't be any distractions outside of them, because they know that those distractions are champions for you, the person, to do better and to get better. The number three reason why, or the third reason why they do not want you to be true to yourself is because you will surround yourself with wholesome things that you love. You won't surround yourself with bullshit. Ultimately, right? We're all adults, right? You won't be surrounded with fuck shit. You will surround yourself with wholesome things. Me, specifically, I like waterfalls. I like things that smell wonderful. I like a clean house. I like organization. I like to look at pretty and beautiful things on my wall. I like for all my space to be white. The number four reason why they do not want you to be true to yourself is because each day you have a chance to create it anew. Each day is a new day. You get to choose what the fuck you will or what the fuck you won't do. Each motherfucking day. This is being true to yourself. You get to choose on that. Not based on your emotions. You get to choose on it. You have the opportunity every day for it to be anew. The number fifth reason why they do not want you to be true to yourself is because you get to decide on how to perceive things and how to understand these things based on who you genuinely are. Basically, you're not going to do shit that you're not going to want to do. You get to take in information and you get to filter it based on your higher self, not your lower self. Any information that's coming towards you, you are the filter. By you being genuine of who you are, not putting on a play, not putting on a show, not putting on a fucking acting scene for what? Being yourself, being who you genuinely are, you get to perceive things and understand them at the highest level. So those are the five whys that they do not want you to be true to yourself, honey. Okay. This is why they don't want you to be true to yourself. It rubs off on others. It's a life work of art. You surround yourself with wholesome things. Each day is a new day, and you get to perceive things based on your highest self. Okay, come into the light, truism. Come into the light. Right. I want you guys to stay in action on your healing journey every day and meditate on these concepts of I am truism. I encourage everyone to go at their own pace and to know that the doors will remain open for questions towards your healing every day. Be well and balance in peace. Peace. Don't forget to check out my website, realityandbalance.com, for all new updates.